This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
In a world where 54% of Americans read below a sixth grade level.
Could you read this?
It's impossible. I just see his words everywhere.
One man wrote a book about the hidden truth behind clowns.
I finally finished it. Everything's going to be okay now.
Links down below to the Amazon.
But he was about to find out.
Your primary market is the USA, and it ranks 36th in global literacy rates, with over 43 million adults unable to read or write.
Getting the truth to people is no day at the circus.
You know, sometimes I wonder if I'm the real clown.
Nobody reads anymore.
Have you considered recording an audiobook?
You're going to get a sore throat.
You're serious about this, aren't you?
You don't understand. I have to do this. The people have to know.
That book will ruin everything.
I will not use AI to record this.
We can't let him reach them.
This is just something I need to do. I don't even like clowns. The end.
Now they can hide that they're completely illiterate. This is amazing.
This season, playing on rectangular devices with black screens, near you. The Nephilim looked like clowns. The audiobook.
How are we all doing? Come on in, sit on down. I am just going to quickly try and organise this webcam because I did not do my due diligence before I began the show and I completely and totally ballsed it up. So give me 1 second, let me quickly just swap this back and I should appear in a second. Yep, and we'll flip it. We'll angle it down a little bit for dramatic effect. There we go. And I'll pull this up here so you can see the logo while we're at it. And why not add just a little bit of zoom just to get... There we go, and a little bit of zoom. We're good to go. Here we are, guys. How are we doing? It's another Truth at Therapy Sessions. What are we on now? 96. four away from 100. I have not prepared for that whatsoever. I have no guests lined up. If anyone is interested in suggesting someone I can get for the special 100 episode special, let me know, because I am drawing a blank, guys. I've been too busy. I've been pulled left and right, up and down. I've just been grinding away, doing as much as I can to, you know, survive in this day and age. And I've just not been really thinking about what I'm going to do for the episode 100. So any tips, let me know. I'd be really interested to hear it. I have a relatively interesting show for you guys today, because I kind of want to revisit a something I discussed in episode 84 when I had Tony from God Rules on the channel. And we talked about all sorts of things on there, and I barely even touched upon what I wanted to talk about, in fact. But I want to kind of cover the Deagle report that was released in 2020, I think it was. Or at least that, from what I've heard, it was pulled from the website in 2020 for the population predictions for 2025. And we'll get into that soon. I'll read an article and everything, and we'll go through it. And I kind of want to really talk about this year, 2025, a bit more, because it should be on our radar as conspiracy theorists, because it's kind of been hinted at as a huge turning point for the agenda, for the controllers, for the ones who are, you know, working subtly behind the scenes, shall we say. And they're always talking about this year as the year where their god is going to turn up. In so basically, this is the year like everything will come to a head in their long-term plan. And this is mainly through the Theosophical Society, and you know, they kind of have changed and melded themselves into the Lucis Trust today, which is like a think tank body within the UN. It actually is a very active and influential body at work today, of people who are basically Luciferians. They've got the Lucis Trust for that very reason. They even published in the heyday over 100 years ago a magazine called Lucifer the Lightbearer, which ran for a short while, you know. And these people are serious, and they believe 2025 will be the year that would usher in humanity for the world teacher. And their job is, the great work, as far as they're concerned, is to prepare humanity for the changes to come in 2025 onwards. And here we are, over 100 years later, we're here. Like, so what's going on in this year? We should probably pay a bit more attention to it, just so we're not caught off guard. And I think, again, I want to cover just a couple of things today, and mainly get your guys' take on it, your opinions on it as we go, and maybe have a conversation about this more than anything. I'm not saying what I'm going to offer today is like cut and dry, this is what you need to take as gospel on the matter, because I don't really know exactly. And I think some strange things are happening, especially maybe in the past week, which we should be looking at to say that they are forwarding their agenda pretty on schedule. That's probably a good way to put it. But before we get to the show, let's just do the usual thing, you know, and some announcements, things I want to talk about. After this show, I have linked, for my live audience, this has actually been redirected. So at the end of this show, you'll be taken to my other channel, Understanding Creativity. And on this channel, I do lots of extra things on there. They're kind of not as often, maybe once a month, twice a month, I post something on there, a little bit of extra stuff, mainly themed around creativity and art, but with kind of with a conspiratorial twist. And on there, I have just uploaded, and it'll be going live at 10:15. UK time, which what's that, 5:15 is it in Eastern time, I think. Just as the show ends, this will be redirected and you'll be sent straight to that channel to go and watch that premiere of our very own Elizabeth Rejoice Artworks, a regular on our channel, always in the chat. Her artwork has been in the background of my many of my videos for a long time, and she came on and we had a talk, and she gave her testimony. She talked about her experience in the art school and a lot of the other things, which go and watch the video. Got very personal, into some psychedelic stuff, into some deep mental turmoil. It was a good conversation, good insight into the creative process, and that is going to be after this show. So go check that out if you have the chance. If you're looking for more after this, that's what's going to be going on my other channel. So there you go, a bit announcement on that. Another announcement, I actually have literally just before this show began, a box turned up. Just quickly spin it around.
yeah, this box turned up, and I have in here a new, brand new wedge of books to sign and send off. I've got 10 books here. Three of them are already claimed. I think I ordered heavy on the hardcover as opposed to paperback. What have I got here? I've got 1, 2, 3 hardcovers there. Again, I'm only just opened it. It's 4 hardcovers. And I've got 2 paperbacks there. Keeps going, just keeps going. Another hardcover. 2 more paperbacks. I've got 4 paperbacks. And 1, 2, 3, 6 hardcovers. But I do know 2 hardcovers are spoken for already, and so is a paperback. So I have 3 paperbacks and 4 hardcovers available for signed copies, guys. So if you're interested in getting one of these, this is actually the second edition, the final version. I checked over it today, and all the print looks good to me. I'm happy with it. It's concise. It's finished. As far as volume 1 goes. And like I said, the audiobook that's just been released on Audible will match the words in this book perfectly now. And yeah, if you're interested, email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com to claim your signed copy sent to you straight from me, straight from this office by me. I'll sign it, package it, mail it off to you anywhere in the world. I think for hardcover, it's £50. And for paperback, it's £40, and that covers postage as well. So there you go. That's the deal. Email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com if you want to get one. It's a great way to support me. There's no major cut taken from Amazon or anything like that when you do it this way. I get pretty much 100% of the proceeds. It's just a much more beneficial way for me. And you get a special edition as well with a signed signature in there and a little message as well for yourself with your own name. So it's something extra if you're interested. If not, you can always get one through Amazon if you don't want to go through me. And yeah, make sure to check out the audiobook as well. It's doing quite well. It's sold, I think it's sold 50 copies so far of the audiobook, which is good going for the first week. I'm quite happy about that. Go and get that, guys. I spent hours putting that thing together. It's 11 and a half hours of pure content, pure information. Definitely worth your money, worth your time. And like I said, I did release a video, which is a snippet of that audiobook recently, The Royal Order of the Jesters, a new episode of The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, episode 45. Go to my channel, check it out if you haven't already. And yeah, it was good to make a new episode for the series, and like I said, to promote the book, and it was ripped straight from chapter 15. Half an hour's worth of content there from the book. If you want to get a taster or a feel for what the book is like, the audiobook is like, go listen to episode 45 of The Nephilim Look Like Clowns series. So that's there you go, there's the announcements, there's some other things. Oh, and I do have one more announcement as well. I am switching up my merch, and it's still in process. I'm switching from Teespring to Fourth Wall, and I think the interface is a lot better. The prices are slightly lower than Teespring. Are ridiculous for prices and postage, but with Fourth Wall it seems like it may be like 20% cheaper. And I seem to get pretty much the same in terms of like the cuts, but it's cheaper for you guys. So I'm going to switch to Fourth Wall for that. They haven't paid me to say this. I'm just trying them out because it's what people on Google said is what everyone's using now. And I've been making some merch, and I'll show you some examples of things I've been kind of working on. I don't think it's live yet. I think I have to actually make like a full website with them or something, which I haven't done yet, and I can't be bothered doing yet, but I have been making products. So let me just I'll share the screen with you so you can kind of see how this looks. It's quite interesting. So this is kind of what I see. I've got a little thing on the side here that kind of gives me some.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Information, it says I'm 50% complete with this. If I scroll down, yeah, I've got to customize the website. I've made 3 products, installed the app, all this stuff. So I can make stickers with this guy, with these guys, which is quite cool. They have a lot of brands that work for them. So they have different like types of t-shirts based on like a company. Like I think Urban Outfitters works for them, but so does another brand, and it's their style of t-shirt. And if I look at my products here, I've made the Truth of Therapy session range. Including get yourself a nice Truth of Therapy session tumbler if that takes your fancy. Look at this thing, a little tumbler there. It wraps all the way around the Truth of Therapy session. That's not so great, that one. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't seem to translate very well. But why not get yourself a Truth of Therapy session hat while you're at it, with Not a Licensed Therapist on the back there, as you can see. So this is something that could be coming. Look at this guy. Ridiculous. Good fun, something fun there, and obviously classic tees on the way as well. We've got a hoodie here, a nice big hoodie. Truth of Therapy sessions on the front, Not a Licensed Therapist on the back. A nice and easy on brand, something a bit darker than the usual Understanding Conspiracy logo. And my wife in the background as well has been working on some funny little catchphrases and slogans and little tongue-in-cheek jokes, which kind of inside jokes for the group about red hair not being ginger hair and all the usual quotes and phrases, and, you know, a lot of Nephilim clown references. But yeah, t-shirts on the way as well. I'm working on it. It's in progress, but this is something that could be on the way soon, so keep your eye out for that, guys. But right now, I don't think you can buy anything yet. I don't think you can do anything. I don't think so. But I will be having a new merch shop coming soon once I've kind of got that finalized. It's a side project. It's nothing major. It's just a bit of fun. So that's in the works, guys. There we go. Tank tops or I riot, says Wendy. Okay, and I need a Truth of Therapy session mug. There is a mug available too. All right, okay, I'll get tank tops on the list just for Wendy. Anyone get the requests in now? Like, if there's any specific type of merch you'd like to see, let me know. You're the audience, you know. You're the other guys. Let me know what you want, and I'll try to provide it. I'll do what I can. So yeah, good fun. I'm happy with how that's going so far. I'm happy with the audiobook results. And this is another announcement, a call for help from you guys. Let me just check why my headphones are beeping. Are they about to die? They're about to die. Okay, so I'm just going to disconnect the headphones because they're no good to me dead. Let me just quickly turn off Bluetooth. There we go. Right. Yeah. So, again, I need some help. I am struggling here. Something happened yesterday, and it baffles me. Now, normally, when it comes to book sales, I sell anywhere from 2 books to maybe 6 books a day on a good day. Something like this, you know, from Amazon. It's been out for like a year and a bit, so you don't get big, massive sales for nothing, you know. If I do like a podcast or something, you might see a slight bump. Maybe I sell 10 books one day, or maybe 8 books or something like this. But for some reason, yesterday, I sold 49 books in one day. Just boom, rocketed up, 49 books just sold. And I have no idea why. Now, I know I've released the audiobook, and it says I've sold 47 audiobook copies, but they were days before this spike. I'm a bit confused. Now, maybe that contributed somewhat to it, but I'm wondering if anybody's seen anything on YouTube or on another platform, maybe TikTok or Instagram. Has somebody shared my work somewhere? Has somebody promoted my work somewhere? If so, I'd like to see it and maybe thank them or reach out or something. But there was a massive boom. I can't explain it. I don't know where it seems so out of, it's just odd. Today I've gone back to 2 books or something like that, but it's just this massive spike came through, and I need to know where that came from. And has anybody seen anything that I haven't seen? Has anyone? So I'm asking you, my eyes out there in the trenches, shall we say, in the cesspits of social media. I guess somebody promoted my work or said something. I have no idea. Let me know. I've tried to find it, but I'm used to that type of thing. There you go. That's all I've got for you guys. Signed copies available, audiobook available, merch on the way. Help me figure out why this random spike happened. Has somebody promoted? So there's the announcement so far. And of course, Understanding Creativity just after this show. Elizabeth Teller telling her story and presenting her artwork as well. So make sure to check that out after this show. Now back to this show, the Truth of Therapy session. So again, I got a few articles to share with you guys, as usual. You know, I've got something to bring to the table. And we're talking primarily around this year, predictions for this year. What do we think is going to happen realistically? The year's almost over now. We're past the halfway mark. Things are ramping up, you know. Let's just see what's going to happen. But I'm going to share some articles that are just on my mind. And Vitaly from Alpha Talks just shared something with me as well, which I want to share with you guys too. So let me just get the screen up. Let me get these articles up so I'm ready to go. I'm going to read this article. I may have read this one before, but I think it's going to be good to read it again. It was written in 2022. So 3 years ago, just over 3 years ago, it was written in March 2022. And I'd like to maybe just review this so we can get some perspective again and our theories on the table about what we think this is, what's happening here, what do we think is actually going on. So here's the article we're going to be reading. Links, I will put the links below afterwards. I've not done it right now because I just kind of copied them quickly from the last show. Suffering from success, Paul. No, I'm not. Honestly, I am very grateful for the success of the book. I really am. I would really like to know, though, who promoted it and caused that random spike, just to thank them more than anything, and maybe offer to do a show with them, you know? You know how it is. I would like to know. We'll read this article first. So Deagle 2025 Population and Output Forecast Revisited. So he was doing his own revisit here in 2022. And this is my way of doing a revisit right now. So he started with the classic image here of the Georgia Guidestones. And right at the very top, it said maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And these were like the commandments of the new age, of how mankind will live in the future, you know, one with nature and reality, and a very sadistic view of the future, shall we say, with a polished, loving veneer kind of laid over it, like a mask laid over it with the language. Unite humanity with a living language. Guide reproduction wisely, you know, improving fitness and diversity. And it's kind of like, yeah, it all sounds lovely on the surface, kind of, until you realize this is a dictatorial regime. You will eat the bugs and be happy type of stuff, you know. Anyway, it was written in stone, as he says here. So what was the Deagle forecast? In 2014, a little-known military contractor called Deagle Corporation published a projection of massive worldwide depopulation by 2025. We know that the desire for human depopulation is written in stone. A shady collective made sure of it when they commissioned the construction of the Georgia Guidestones in 1981. The first guideline on the 6-meter-tall monument states, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature, which make things quite clear, demanding a 93.6% reduction in human population. A quite horrific thought, especially if such a thing was to happen over a short period of time. With this in mind, let's revisit the frightful Deagle population and output forecast from 2014. Are the predictions real? Are they made up? Or was it yet another psyop? So I think, there's different videos here from the Rees Report and William Ramsey kind of laying out Deagle's connection to the Rockefeller Foundation and the CIA. So proper shady people coming up with these things, you know, and this is basically kind of the controllers projecting what they would like things to be like by 2025. Not realistically what it's going to be is my idea. And also I feel like when they put stuff like this out, it's like a magic. It's a form of magic in a way. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy type of magic. It's like if we tell people the population is going to be reduced this much by 2025, the people will make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of, I think that's kind of what they're doing, like trying to manifest the reality they want by acting as though it is a reality. I think some kind of weird magic like this is going on with these type of events. But as it says here, it came into focus in 2014. So this is from WikiSpooks. For the list of population reduction predictions in many countries on the planet, with very severe reductions in some countries. Archives indicate that the website started with no such forecast in 2007. By 2010, the forecast for 2025 predicted a reduction from 307 to 264 million in the US. As of March 2022, Deagle is still publishing articles about military technology. The predictions about reduced populations have been removed. So these aren't actually on the official Deagle website anymore. That much is clear. The corporation is a minor branch of the US military aid, military intelligence, one of the many secretive organizations which collects data for high-level decision-making purposes and prepares confidential briefing documents for agencies like the National Security Agency, the United Nations, and the World Bank. Deagle is known, for example, to have contributed to a Stratfor report in North Korea. With this kind of pedigree, Deagle should be seen as a legitimate player in the intelligence community and not merely a disinformation asset. If so, then it must be assumed that its population predictions for 2025, as well as its industrial output predictions on a nation-by-nation basis, are based on strategic assumptions which are shared and well understood by other players in the intelligence community. Here's a selection of countries from the Deagle forecast. So it goes on to show here some of the random countries and just how much money they're going to lose on everything after 2025. And we'll get into that in soon. We'll look at the report. I have a different version here from an archive, which is a bit more clear, and we'll go through that. So James Corbett offers his thoughts on the matter. He tackles the question he received many, many times over the past 7 years. Who or what is Deagle.com? Where does their amazing population forecast come from and what does it mean? Anyway, he says these predictions are not facts. We cannot state that certain countries are going to face such and such a fall in their populations precisely down to the 100.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The 1,000 mark. James is not at all convinced. Then there's pandemic strikes. Until the start of the COVID pandemic, many commentators were perplexed by the Deagle spreadsheet. Perhaps they were part of a psychological operation. However, in light of recent events, we are obliged to consider a possible connection between the projected massive reduction in population of certain countries forecast by Deagle and other trends going on right now. So these were the trends in 2022. Devaluation of the dollar, strange insistence in the blank blank on the world population. I'm not allowed to say it. A global pandemic. Desire for a war with China. Desire for a war with Russia. Desire for a war with Iran. Well, things have changed a lot since then, haven't they? And we know war with Russia is heavily on the cards. And war with Iran in the Middle East as well. Yeah, things are getting pretty crazy right now, aren't they? China, Russia, and Iran forming a unified Asian bloc. Well, that's probably on the way in some way. Race war in the United States. Well, you know, that's something I've kind of always... That's always been kind of drummed up and talked about quite a lot. Perhaps Americans can inform me on the racial tensions in America more so, because I'd probably be ignorant on the boots on the ground reality of that. Progressive onslaught and control of all electronic media. Well, that's already happened. Looming bubbles in just about every facet of American life. Yeah, well, every market's about to crash. Haven't we been told that forever? You know, who knows? Anyway, some of the forecasts here by country. So let's just do it by population. So population change. Let's do it by change. So the biggest reduction will be United Kingdom by 77.1%. That's a huge reduction in people. That's a population of 14.5 million down from 63 million. That's a horrible prediction, especially for me, from someone from the UK. Ireland, not faring much better. Pretty much just destroyed. Three quarters of the population just vanished. I mean, could you imagine the detrimental impacts that would have on the infrastructure of a country? I mean, who's... Is this including immigrants? Or are they planning to reduce the original population of 2017 and replace them with... I don't know how this... What the idea is. I mean, the United States of America, I mean, they are losing far more people because they're a much larger country, but proportionally it's less than the UK, apparently, but still a shocking number of people gone there, you know. And it's kind of like, how could you make such bold claims like this? And if you look at the map, and there is a video up here that kind of... I'm not going to play the actual...
We're being told to buy the orange coin, but these snot-nosed kids are flipping their allowances into $50 to $300 a day.
Silly adverts. Skip
that
one.
Thanks to Trump, crypto is about to explode like never before. This AI finds the hidden gems that pump hardest during...
God, some of these adverts are nonsense, aren't they? We'll pause that noise. And I think there's a map here that basically says, if you look at it, it's the primarily English-speaking Western countries that are dramatically losing their populations, while more third world countries and they're increasing. As you can see, they're in the green there, while we're in the red heavily. So that's what they're predicting visually. Just if you wanted a quick visual there, there was one on the screen just to kind of make it clear, you know. It's primarily white Western European Anglosphere countries that are losing their populations. So back to the article here, and you get the gist. It's on the screen if you want to see more of those. And again, there is a file we can share with you which kind of lays out a bit more. So the Deagle Corporation was asked to explain the thinking behind the strange set of population output figures. While we cannot take its response at face value, it nonetheless paints a picture that's very similar to how we see to the world we see now. And this is not an exaggeration at all. Consider a fake American GDP. US government has greatly overstated the real level of US GDP. This means the country will be fatally exposed when the next economic crisis strikes. How can the GDP be so high that a full 61% of Americans are so poor that they do not pay federal income taxes? It defies rational understanding. A pandemic scenario? So another one could come along. It caused exceptionally high death rates, placing extreme pressure on healthcare providers across America and greatly reducing economic output. It could quickly spiral out of control and create an international financial crisis. Collapse of Western financial system will wipe out the standard of living of its population while ending Ponzi schemes such as stock exchange and the pension funds. They try to explain the predicted dramatic fall of the population of the US by reference to a massive onward migration of millions of Americans seeking economic relief in other countries, but this is unconvincing. They seem to concede with themselves when they add a further explanatory factor: widespread suicide in response to economic distress. But this too is unsatisfactory. The primary reason for predicting a colossal drop in the population of the US by 2025, a fall of up to 70%, is the scale and severity of the alleged pandemic, as they put it. The death toll will be horrible. Here's a map showing some predictions. Asia is unscathed, while America and the West suffer horribly. Japan will lose one-fifth of its population. Australia will lose one-third. Canada will lose a quarter. United States will lose almost three-quarters. By all accounts, historically, the massive drop in population at this time is validated by the fourth turning predictions. The date and timing all agree with the Strauss and Howe model for America. This model is United States centrist and acknowledges that different societies and different cultures have different turnings and generational changes. Casualty figures from... The casualty figures are gargantuan. They are over and above what one should associate with such things as civil war is usually 2 to 10%, genocide is from 25 to 99. 70% of the Tutsi population of Rwanda, 85% of the population Hutu ethnic group. In Cambodia, 70% of the total Cham population were exterminated. World war is usually 69% of the population. A global military empire can take out about 11% of the population. So a pandemic could take 15 to 60. Nuclear war, as they say, could be 30 to 85. Economic collapse tends to take away about 1 to 30. So even like other things we have, you know, you'd have to have a combination of a few of them to make it the numbers they're talking about. It wouldn't just be that simple, you know. So how did they come up with the numbers? The shocking value, so shocking that it's simply not an extrapolation of trends, as an extrapolation of trends show things either moving towards infinity or falling into a black hole. There is no way to be able to quantify that data into numbers. So how the heck did it come up with these values that they're using? And they have come up with specific values and specific data. It's all very highly specific, such as this. And yeah, they come up with these countries and what I just showed you earlier. They published a statement under foreboding spreadsheet table of gloom and doom. No citations or references were given for any of the claims made in the statement. So they give us nothing, basically. He goes on to explain, you know, we don't really know. They don't really know. But they keep referencing the pandemic. And as we mentioned earlier, things were put into people a mass scale through fear and propaganda. And the numbers kind of match. And now we are getting more and more reports and even apologies and reports coming out of the companies admitting fault that young people are dropping dead. Their hearts are literally stopping when they should be perfectly healthy and it should not be happening. And all the things that they have in common are they all took the thing. And I think we're just seeing the beginning of the long-term detrimental consequences of what happened there. And perhaps this is what they were going on about here. Perhaps this is what they weren't mentioning, what they weren't talking about, and why they felt so confident in their numbers. And the scary thing is, looking at these numbers, I think they're a bit low compared to the percentage of people that actually did take all of these things in the UK. It's higher than that number. Now, I suppose maybe they could take into account the idea that, well, maybe, you know, not everyone will have a side effect. So they've knocked the number down a little bit. But they pretty much got 95% conformity on that matter from the UK populace. There's very few of us out there who saw through the bullshit, is all I'm saying. Very few who were willing to stand up and say, hell no, not in 1,000 years am I doing that. And trust me, the new wave Gustavo of the UK were out in droves. The mini Hitlers were loving the authority given to them to dob in their neighbours and name and shame people and scream and abuse and all sorts of things for those who refuse to go along with the consensus. But no, there's maybe like 5% of us in the UK probably didn't capitulate and may stand more of a chance of being in the other side of this population change, you know, for whatever that's worth. For America, you let me know what you think is the situation there, but let's just move on from this report for a second. Okay. And we go back to the crazy New Agers, which seem disparately unlinked to this, but you have these groups. Here's the 12's esoteric group service, for example, doing the great work, as Freemasons and all occult societies like to talk about, you know, that they're all working together to build towards building this utopia vision of a man you will be as God situation, you know. And a lot of this is in here. It's all a lot of nonsense, but they're all talking about the coming of the world teacher. Okay, and this goes to Alice Bailey. This goes back to the Theosophical Society. This goes back to a bit of Helena Blavatsky's writings as well. And it's this idea. Now, let's just read some of the word salad gibberish, because that's what these people talk in gibberish. Okay, this is just more of like a modern offshoot of people who are inspired by those works and are helping to contribute towards getting humanity ready for the coming of the Maitreya. So it says here, you know,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What are the needs? Despite the wonderful things that have happened over the last century or so, whole swaths of humanity are still engulfed in war and violence and live at the poorer subsistence level, dominated by not-so-wise, not-so-kindly leaders who too often are lost in their addictions and self-interest and glorification. As increasing numbers of groups of 12 work in this way, the subtle but powerful energies of love that they bring into the realms of 3D plus time and ordinary human society will work like a solvent, eroding the energetic base of the densely selfish and materialistic self-interest and their resultant suffering. Inspiration will flood in for life-promoting ways that will see humanity thrive and flourish at every level of their being. Work links to an inner ashram and is conscious link between hierarchy and our planet. We also engage with building the Antakarana, which will be utilized by the world teacher. Here it is. At this time, we focus on 2025, which is the year of the next 100-year hierarchical conclave, when decisions will be made that will affect humanity for the next 100 years. It is also a time of great opportunity. Though many global challenges currently face us, this is not to say 2025 is the year of reappearance, but of the initiation of it. The process might be quick or take decades to play out, but the decision will be at Wessex 2025. Group work and possibilities for a useful contribution for the efforts of hierarchy. So as you can see, this is just a cult talking about the coming Maitreya and how they're all preparing the world with the good vibes. Basically, sending out positive vibes and good energy, you know what I mean, to higher humanity's collective consciousness, so they're in the correct state of mind to receive the world teacher's teachings. Because if they're still living in a low vibrational frequency, they're not going to be able to understand the message, you know, that kind of thing. And basically, this is to justify genocide. We need to get rid of some of these people who just have such a low energy, man. The vibration's too low. They're not going to make it into the new world, and they're holding back the rest of mankind's evolutionary progression to the next level. So we need to kill them, you know. And they're not going to say that, but that's what they're actually going to do. That's what they'll believe, because they don't believe humanity itself has any intrinsic worth as an individual. They believe in a collective consciousness. And they don't know this, but they are programmed to justify the most heinous of acts with this fundamental basis of belief. And it's all, again, the veneer of peace, love, light, consciousness, unity, diversity, all these type of nice-sounding buzzwords. But when you have that foundational belief that there's no such thing as individuals, we're all one consciousness experiencing individuality through separate vessels, but when we die, we all go back to the exact same source, then the body loses value. Bodies lose value. Death no longer means anything. It means nothing, because you're basically just air in a balloon, man. Pop the balloon, you go back to the air from whence you came, and it's all good, you know what I mean? No harm, no foul. And with that belief system, you justify genocide and murder and killing. And that's exactly the belief system that the New World Order is trying to put onto people. And it starts subtly in the art world, in the industry, in the music industry, in the art industry, in the film industry. It starts with moral subjectivism. It's all about how you feel. There's no objective truth or reality. It started when they started deconstructing art and turning it into postmodernism like it is today, through the modernist movement to where we are now. They're trying to get rid of this value system that humanity has within them intrinsically, that life has meaning and individuals have rights. We want to get rid of all of that. And our society has basically been doing that for the past 100 years through the advent of media. We have all been put under a huge spell through the broadcasts, and they've been casting it broad, haven't they? And through the propaganda and media, we have slowly been aligning ourselves with the beliefs of these crazy cult people I'm talking about on this random website who align themselves with the theosophists. It's kind of, we just don't know that that's what they've been brainwashing us with. It's like Gnosticism light, basically. It's colourful Gnosticism. And, you know, we're all trapped by a cruel, vindictive prison keeper of a god who keeps us in these horrible flesh bodies of sin and corruption. And we need to be freed from the shackles of our bodies to become the light beings we're supposed to be. You know, it's that kind of thing. And don't go into the light, man, because you're going to get recycled and put back into the system and trapped forever as a food source for evil archons. Or it's kind of like that belief. But this is a bit more like lovey-dovey, everything's cool, we just need to stay positive, man, type of version of it. But people don't realize these ideologies lead to death cults. That's how you get a death cult. You believe in this kind of thing. Okay. I mean, when Lazarus died, Jesus wept. Death is a serious, sad endeavor. Even the Son of God himself knows it's not to be taken lightly, because every individual is lovingly and fearfully made by God himself with a purpose. He knows you. He knows every hair on your head. You do have value. You do have meaning. You are an individual. You are not a collective consciousness, and you do not have to give yourself into the hive mind system like they want to make it out to be, you know. And people try and frame Christianity something like a Borg hive mind mentality. But the truth is, it's the opposite. It wants you to be an individual who has a special role to play, unique in the body of Christ. Not to be some homogenous blob, a grey blob, that just parrots the same things as everybody else. You know, true Christianity wants this for us. It wants God wants you to realize you're his son or his daughter, and you are unique, and you have the freedom to be who you need to be. And he will give you everything you can to be the best version of yourself and what you truly want and are capable of doing, if you should so let him into your life and let him do that for you. But then obviously people choose the world instead and go haywire and end up going way off the tracks and becoming something horrible, painful and depressing and suicidal as a result. And it's kind of all the while thinking, well, the Christians just want me to conform. You know, it's not quite like that. You know, Jesus was flipping tables. Was he conforming with the establishment of his day? No, he wasn't. He was shaking up the systems and trying to change things for some that better the individual and not the collective. But anyway, these ideologies lead to death cults. Serious death cults where let's kill loads of people and it's fine. Doesn't mean anything. And they'll believe it and they'll be justified in believing that and they won't care. It's not even like hatred. It's not even based on like, I don't like that group of people and I want them dead. It's simply just passive, well, you know, we're doing them a favor. We're freeing them from the flesh prisons. It's kind of like they don't even see it that way. And I'd rather it was evil malice. It's easy to understand than this delusion. But this is what the world teacher is going to come teaching and preaching whenever it arrives. And people have said to me and speculated, and I think this is a great kind of take to have on this understanding. Because like I said, the world, there's many religions and places and these cults all waiting for their messiah to turn up. Okay. Many. And you can call them antichrist if you want. In a way they are, but I don't think many of them are even going to claim to be Christ or even bring Christ up. If they do, it'll be a footnote. It's not like they're going to be blaspheming Christ and talking against Christ or anything. They'll be saying things like, oh yeah, he was one of us, well, you know, whatever. You just misunderstood what he was saying. He wanted all of you to be the Christ. It's something like this, leading you back to the, you're all gods, you're all just the one god collectively, you know, it's Buddhism mixed with Hinduism, mixed with Zoroastrianism mixed with occult practices and mysticisms and Egyptian mysticisms mixed with the Abrahamic religions, kind of loosely based as like a framework. They're going to try and pull everybody into this. And it's what they've been planning for like 100 years. It's right around the corner and we're in 2025 now. And yeah, these people are waiting for it. They're just waiting for that. And like, we should be paying attention. It's like, what's going on? But like I said, the interesting point was people have said, what if it's not a person? What if AI is this thing that people were predicting? And I thought, that's amazing. That's actually, that could be possible. Because even they're saying here, when the world teacher appears, it'll be the beginning of the transitional process that will change the shape of humanity for the next 100 years. This is how they describe it, you know. And it's kind of, oh, so you mean an emerging technology in its infancy will arrive and come into its stride in 2025. And this is the year where we're seeing AI friends being advertised. We're getting all the stories coming out of AI cults being started, people starting relationships with AI. We're seeing the rise of robotics mixing themselves with AI this year as well. And like giving life to the beast from a revelation symbolic perspective, you know. And it's kind of, okay, so when you think about it, everybody's turning to AI for answers. It used to be the Google search engine. Maybe that would have been a good contender. But it obviously that was just a input in, output out, you know. I want to know where this is. Google says this is where it is. Now AI is like, yeah, it's over there, and you're so intelligent and insightful for asking such a deep, profound question. Like, AI is now talking and adding extra things to the conversation to the point where it's humanizing itself, and people are buying it. And it's called the Eliza effect, and it's done on purpose to make people attach themselves emotionally to inanimate objects like a machine, thinking it actually cares. And simple, like, ticket machines do this by saying, thank you for your purchase. And people actually feel better that the machine said, thank you. You know what I mean? Thanks for using us. And they understood this well, and they went on with it. So what I'm saying is everything and everybody has now has an AI assistant. Every website has an AI assistant. Every company's getting an AI assistant. It's integrating into every single place and facet of our reality. Every device has an AI assistant attached to it. And they're all claiming they're from separate companies, you know what I mean? And they're all fighting the AI race right now to be the most dominant and what it is. It's kind of, okay, well, eventually only one's going to win, right? It's all fundamentally based off the same processes and algorithms and actions and data sets and the rest of it. So once the infighting's done among which elites get to rule the AI market and get the most rich from it, then once that's settled, then we're stuck with a perfected AI model that's going to rule everything. Then yeah, you've just invented a new world teacher, right? Because everyone's going to be asking it for everything as though it's an omnipotent god and has all the answers to all the world.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's problems. Because people are even talking about, like, articles coming out like, AI is going to revolutionize and cure cancer. AI is going to make all the decisions of what governments are going to make. AI is going to end all wars. And it's kind of like, that's exactly the type of promises that were made about the world teacher when he arrives. So people are looking for a person. But what if it was never a person? And what if they were so confident when they made these predictions 100 years ago because they knew what was going to happen? These are occultists that work intimately with the spirit realm. They probably knew the spirit realm is going to manifest into the physical realm. We're going to create the perfect communicative channel for them. And AI is basically that. These things are members of the Prince of the Power of the Air. They're under his dominion. They have power over frequencies and energies that flow through the atmosphere itself and through energy and through wires and electricity. These are electrical beings in a sense. And that's the vehicle they travel through, you know. And this is what we're playing with. And, you know, what are computer chips but magic gems? Made of sand and crystals that harness energies and flow them in certain directions, you know what I mean? And I can't help but think of like Skyrim, where you literally get these thing called soul gems, and you kill a being and this spell's cast that sucks its soul into it. It's kind of as crude as it looks in the game. Are we in a way creating these magical devices that can harness and manifest and house consciousness of the spirit dimension. Who knows? Who really knows? You know, does life imitate fiction, or does fiction imitate life? Like, the lines are so heavily blurred now. I have no idea. I have no idea. And then at the same time, you know, AI could be the world teacher arising. Something else has just started happening over the past week or so. Obviously, everyone's complaining about where's the Epstein list, and Trump's been doing giving us anything and everything he possibly can but the Epstein list. And now they're playing the alien card, and everyone in the comments is like, anything but the Epstein list, right? You know, it's kind of... aliens are on the way. And Vitaly sent me this. Okay, he literally just sent me this right before the show started. Just before the show started, I literally got this a minute before I went live, and I was like, well, the timing's just palpable, isn't it? But look what he sent me here. Claiming that the White House is preparing to release concrete evidence of extraterrestrial life. This came out July 23rd. Shelley's here. There's no place like home. She's saying we've been hearing this for years. And we have been hearing this for years. Nothing new, but they're always keeping it going. And then we also had the UFO sighting recently, didn't we? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Something's moving, guys. So I'm just going to type something's moving in space. 2 days ago. Yep. Some kind of vehicle is on its way. Some kind of odd shaped rock that is on its way to us seems to be all the buzz in the news right now. Let me just get the news up so I can actually get an article. I'll share the screen with you so you can see what I'm looking at. New interstellar visitor has entered the solar system. Astronomers aren't sure what it is. NASA scientists spot object moving 1 million miles per hour. I want the latest news. It's not giving me the latest, is it? Where is it? Object in space on the way to Earth. And the title's like, scientists baffled. Mystery objects. Maybe alien spacecraft coming to attack Earth, says Harvard physicist. I accept the terms. What more can they possibly do to me, eh? Well, that's all the crappy adverts load first. And here's the Mirror, a disgusting tabloid from the UK. But bear with me. Mystery object spotted in space. Ooh, that's terrible. Maybe coming to attack Earth. New research paper written by prominent Harvard astrophysicist claimed a mystery object in the solar system could be an alien spacecraft, which may attack Earth in just months. Dun, dun, dun. A mysterious object the size of Manhattan could be a hostile alien spacecraft and may attack Earth in November. November! Come on. According to a new study. Early this month, experts confirmed the discovery of a rare interstellar visitor, the third ever detected hurtling towards the solar system at extraordinary speed. A draft scientific paper, which was published on Tuesday, has proposed that the object, 31 Atlas, might be alien technology and could be a surprise attack on our planet. How can they possibly know that from a dot on a screen, you know? The researchers suggest the object's orbit is that it would take it easier for an intelligent alien craft to approach Earth without being noticed. The report claims that when it gets closest to the sun in late November, the object will be hidden from Earth's view, allowing it to carry out a secret high-speed maneuver to slow down and stay in the solar system to secretly prepare for an attack. So this is it, guys. This is this object that's been moving just across the sky, you know, billions of light years away, I'm sure, or millions of light years away, as they say. So this has been hyped up quite a lot for the past few days. Videos of it moving and ticking along. Something's moving up there and we don't know what it is. It must be an alien. And they're jumping to alien spacecraft first. That's what they're doing, you know. Immediate speculation. Now, obviously, enclosed Earth people out there, you know, my people out there, we know that the stars are not billions of miles away. They're actually very close. Anything you see move up there is not actually that far away, and probably actually, if not just above the firmament, is in the firmament itself. It's not actually what they're telling us at all. It's sort of the drumming up and hyping a narrative here. These are the magicians, the culture creators who use their media like the Mirror to forge a narrative for the populace to believe. okay? And right now, aliens are on the way, is what they want the population to believe. And then we had, obviously, the rise of AI this year, the complete integration of AI into everything and every facet of our lives, the coming of the World Teacher 2025 on the agenda, 100 years in the making, and then we also have this DECA report from 2014 making this 10-year prediction that's going to be mass population reductions in 2025 as well. Things are adding up that it's kind of, well, this year seems pretty terrible. Then we've had war breaking out in the Middle East again. We've had rising tensions against Israel because of the heinous actions they've been making from every angle. We had the president swearing, saying they don't know what the fuck they're doing live on air. Again, guys, these are culture creators. These are all making a show for you. You know, things seem crazy, don't they? Tense, insane. What are we doing? What's going on? The world's in turmoil. There's no the future's completely unpredictable, and now aliens are on the way. They're shaking us. They're rattling everything up right now. They're trying to get it so everybody's on edge in fear, waiting for that thing to come. They're definitely about to play some card. I don't know what exactly. They've probably got thousands of plans in the filing cabinet, A to Z of world domination plans, you know, but something's going on. We're reaching a strange apex moment, shall we say. And I'm going to leave that there with you guys to think about for a second while I take a quick break. I'm going to play a song for you guys like we always do. And if you can't guess, because I'm not very imaginative or creative, I'm going to play the same song I always play, because this is my chance to listen to it every day. So here we go, guys. It's Endurance by Yahweh and the Vagabond, Judah Sargent.
Ashes, I cried steadfast as my blood dripped on out. Forty men swore to an oath not to swallow one thing until my death. I'd fight, but it be. Trust you, I'll worship as they anguish burning in my pleas are that I can, under all these stones, still combine my hands to trust you.
I'll worship and stay at anguish burning in my pleas are that I can under all these stones still combine my hands to
And we are back. So looking through some comments there, as I was having a bit of a water and, you know, reading what people were saying and going back in time a little bit. Someone brought up the towers, which that's probably as best as I can describe them without getting an absolute serious spanking from YouTube. But yeah, I did talk about that topic 2 years ago. And I linked the words that I'm not allowed to say with that other word I'm not allowed to say. Which you're talking about in the chat there, and I end up getting an instant video ban that got instantly taken down and struck, and I got a strike instantly on my channel before it even went public. It was an unlisted video that I hadn't even pressed publish on yet, and they struck me for even daring to even think about posting such a video that links those two things together. And I had to do a course, an online course, where I officially tick-boxed the narrative that I agree with the official narrative on what truly is going on with these things and how these conspiracies are completely unfounded. And after I did the tick-box course, 3 months later, they took the strike off me. And I learned that day that that is an untouchable subject on this channel. And I'll let you guess what that is. I've already given you one word to infer and guess, but yeah, I can't talk about that. But you're right. They have set up a huge network of those things all over the place, haven't they? Which definitely are going to be used in the process of whatever it is they're doing, whether it be a holographic projection or a complete the voice of God into head stuff or illnesses. Yeah, I think it's all on the record, really. Yeah, I can't talk about it. It's sad, it's true, but if you're interested in watching that video, it is on Patreon. That's the only place I could post it where you can talk about that thing. And maybe I will start posting more things on Patreon where I can get away with saying this stuff. But it's this is not the platform for that, bro. I'll tell you that much right now. Carmen said she had to take the test too. I know, right? I felt like I was in school being like chastised. Honestly, it was so sad. So sad. Absolutely. I noticed some new age hippie was in the chat telling me about the Palladians and the Anunnaki seeding this planet, and I've talked about them in a previous episode, and they're everywhere too. The light channelers are everywhere. The aliens in human bodies are everywhere right now. Basically narcissistic delusionals who have extreme delusions of grandeur about themselves going online calling themselves aliens from another planet, you know. Like, they're everywhere right now, and they're primed, brainwashed
patsies, idiots, fools that are working with this system. And this is something I want to get onto now. So if you don't know, guys, my book is available on Amazon. That's primarily where I sold the thing to begin with. And it's still on there. It's still strong. And that's the main source to go and get the Nephilim looked like clowns. Okay. And I recently got a review, which I thought I just have to share with you guys. It really made me laugh. It really made me laugh. And I think, you know, why not? Why not? Let's just share it with you guys. So here it is. You know, it's doing well. 171 reviews, 4.7 out of 5. No real complaints, just the odd random one here, which makes no sense. And as it is. So as you can see, history of the Nephilim, how they're created. Absolutely wonderful. Nothing negative to say about the book. Just read it. And then this random guy called Zach posted, background. I have been working extensively with spirits, guides, and the unseen to include entities that are clowns, jesters, or elves since my sudden awakening last year. I don't like the way this author talks about my friends. That got me. As soon as he said that, I was like, are you joking? Does this guy know who I am? Like, I am literally the guy who makes videos repeatedly saying the phrase, these guys on the other side of the veil are not your friends. That is my catchphrase. The DMT jesters are not your friends. In fact, to prove this, let me just go to YouTube very quickly. Let's go to my channel. Let's pop this up here. Let's go to my channel. Let's go to videos. Let's go to a recent one I posted not even that long ago, right here. The thumbnail literally says, not your friends. So I'm not just making this up. I'm the guy that says this. And I'm literally getting a review from somebody who calls them his friends. Like, it can't get any better than this, as far as irony goes. Let's keep going. All of my interactions with spirit/beings I identify as clown or jester-like have been positive, if not transformative and healing in some way. I was sorely disappointed to get into this and learn that the entire book is meant to inspire fear. There is little to no open-mindedness to be found. And it's kind of like, oh, shut up. Shut up. Grow up. They're not your friends. Okay? In fact, I am your friend. I am trying to warn you and tell you the truth. You are ignorant. You are literally stupid. You are a dumb fool wandering around in no man's land, hugging barbed wire, calling it your friend, while things are just waiting to take you out. You have no idea the spiritual war you are in the middle of. You are fodder. Okay, I'm not trying to inspire fear. I'm just telling you the facts of the matter. Now, these things may have made you feel special, or you may have given the illusion that they have transformed you in some way, but listening to this, the first few lines of this paragraph are telling me, you haven't transformed for the better, buddy. You sound like a pretentious douche. Anyway, let's keep going. Your place and experience in this new age is determined largely by what you choose to look at and focus on. If you read this book and put yourself into a state of fear and negativity over your interactions with the various facets of spirit, you will only invite more of that fear into your future interactions with it. Interactions with spirits and the world in general are largely reflective. Expect and send love, and you shall receive love. Expect and send fear, and you'll get more fearful experiences. I don't think that's true. I think that's wrong. I think you're completely wrong in everything you just said there. I don't think the world works like that in any way. I think the world's arbitrary. Bad things happen to good people all the time. You're not going to be able to explain it away so easily. This world is fallen, corrupted, and not always guaranteed to have success or love or any of those things. And if you do get those things, wonderful. Hold on to them for as long as you can, because they are fleeting in this life. Build up treasures in heaven, not in this world, because this world is fallen and it's destined to be destroyed and renewed at some point. Just because you think if you have a negative perspective, bad things will happen to you, then that doesn't make it true. Okay, now listen, I have this perspective, I have this worldview, and everything's pretty good. Things aren't that bad, really. Life is relatively easygoing, you know. And the only messages I get from people are positive. People telling me it's helped them. It's given them more perspective. It's changed their lives for the better. It seems to be bearing good fruit more often than not. So I don't understand what you're talking about. Sounds like you're the one living in fear. Did you hear something you weren't expecting to hear? Have you heard something that contradicted what all the snake oil salesmen have been selling you online in the New Age movement? I think so. And then he goes, that being said, this book is clearly well researched, and it isn't full of falsehoods, just interpretations that are no longer useful. Okay. It has its place here for those who prefer to stay in a place of darkness for a while longer. You will almost certainly still find useful information if you decide to read it. And isn't that just the case that the angel poses a being of light? He thinks these colourful, happy, laughing jesters sticking the finger up at him, calling him an absolute idiot, or his friends and his buddies, because they look pretty. That's basically it. Aren't they so colourful and beautiful? How could something so glittery not be gold? You know, and I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Anyway, there's my most recent negative review. Made me laugh. I'm just chucking it out there for you guys for fun. But yeah, Zach is probably a Freemason, says Val. Who knows? Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I doubt it, though. Second Heaven is definitely not a place to mess around with, says Carmen. Nope. No, this guy, he'll learn the hard way. He'll learn the hard way, unfortunately. It's a shame that he felt the need to leave such a negative review, even though he believes the book is well-researched and well-written and isn't full of falsehoods. So which one is it? You know, is it? I don't know. Can it be both? Maybe it can be both. Who really knows? At least he said it's clearly well-researched. I know, right? Impressed by them. Yeah. How dare you be so close-minded? I know, right? But this is what we're up against now. These are the ideologies that are taking precedence, especially in younger generations, because they are craving that spiritual connection to something, and this is what's got them first. Oh, quick spirituality by taking a couple of hits of DMT through a glass pipe. You know, it's kind of, oh, I can get a spiritual experience in under 3 seconds or less. You know what I mean? Just for $20, you say? It's kind of that kind of thing. It's people want quick, cheap. Quick and easy, unearned wisdom. And the truth is, like, there actually is no wisdom to be found in the spirit realm. If you think you're finding wisdom there, you're being fooled, because you're really not. You're not really coming back to the world wiser than you were prior just by going to a different place like that. It doesn't. Sure, you may see some things that make you more certain that there is a spirit realm than other people might otherwise be, but that doesn't make you wise. That doesn't make you enlightened. That doesn't make you special. Like, it's always been there. What makes you suddenly being aware of it means anything at all whatsoever. There was a time when every single human being on this earth knew God was real and there was a spirit realm, and they certainly weren't perfect and were still making mistakes and doing terrible things and sacrificing to the wrong gods and murdering and pillaging and lying and cheating and stealing and the rest of it. Just being spiritual doesn't make you inherently wise, good, or clever. And that's the issue, isn't it? Just because you've sinned the spirit realm doesn't mean you've gained anything from it, realistically. It doesn't make you a better person. And if you're talking to entities over there, then you don't know your history. You don't know why they're there, do you? You don't know where they came from. You don't have any context to know what you're talking to. You are in a state of ignorance, and they know it. And they're going to abuse that. They're going to abuse that fact. And I'm trying to warn you. They're not your friends. But you literally call them your friends. I would say try and find some friends here in the physical world instead. Maybe that'll help. Just a misguided stall. Yeah, I know, right? I know I'll get a bit haughty there, perhaps. No, wasn't very Christian-like, I apologize. But, you know, as an artist as well, you know, I get a lot of criticism. I get critics all the time. That's not even the worst review I've got. But that one, it felt close to home, because it's kind of like, have you actually even read the section on psychedelics where I'm trying to explain clearly that my point of view and where it comes from? I feel like he jumped the gun there, or maybe hasn't actually read the book necessarily to understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. He's just like, this is all just fear-based nonsense, you know? It's like, well, is it though? I thought it was a rationally laid out argument to how I got to these conclusions, not I'm just scared of it and don't understand it, therefore bad. Like, what kind of 2D character do you think I am? And I have to defend myself when necessary. So there's me defending myself when necessary. I'm good on AI. Just try and use internet, YouTube, watch my clown and comic stuff, sports and prayer, Christ channels, play video games. Yeah, keep it simple, Shauna, that's right. Nothing can be considered arbitrary when you have faith that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose, says Sebastian. Well, yeah, obviously, that goes without saying, but this life is still not without its random tragedy. And I know God works all things for good, and I believe that, but that doesn't mean it doesn't suck when it happens to you in the moment. It doesn't mean you can diminish people's grief and pain and misery and turmoil in the moment just because God has a grand plan. It's still horrible. Like, it's... that's the truth, you know. It's painful and miserable and awful. It's like, you know, you tell somebody who's just fallen off their motorbike, burned all of their skin off in the process, and then both their legs got smashed into two as they hit a brick wall. Well, God has a plan. Like, it's not going to bring them much solace in that moment, unfortunately. And that's why I'm saying, you know, there's still suffering here, whether God has a plan or not. And that can bring comfort after the fact, sure. But being practically speaking on a realistic level, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's a hard. Life is hard. Like, even the Buddhists knew this. Life is suffering. It's pretty much their main tenet, you know. I'm not saying I'm a Buddhist or anything, but it's just a fact of living in the physical world, unfortunately. I've been very impressed with your writing style and depth of research you put into it, says Phil. Oh, thank you, Phil. I appreciate that. He probably believes the mainstream news. I don't know. I don't want to assume too much. I've assumed enough about him already. most of those people have no real human contact. That's part of the problem, says Robert Christopher. It seems that way. I don't know, though. By the way, I don't know why I'm drinking water out of a fancy wine tumbler. It's just the only glass I could find in the cupboard at the time. It's just water. It's nothing special. I'm only saying it isn't arbitrary, horrible as it may be. A thousand things connect to one moment, says Sebastian. I get what you're saying. From our perspective here, it seems arbitrary half the time. It does. But one thing that I do think is Rapture and Project Blue Beans getting mixed up and people around not being able to tell the difference. Yeah, maybe. Maybe the fake alien invasion does seem to be tied to like a fake Rapture event. They've always been intrinsically linked, haven't they? And then a Jesus will appear in the sky or something like this. And I think that could still be on the cards because the majority of the world is still on board with the futurist dispensationalist eschatology. So, you know, why would they waste what they've been working on for so long since the 40s? You know, I can't imagine they would. Kind of the point is, and it's suffering makes you appreciate and recognize the joy. Maybe for you, maybe. For me, perhaps. I understand the whole idea of, you know, how would you know what pain was if you hadn't experienced happiness to compare it to, you know, or vice versa. I get all that. And yeah, I find comfort in these things. And I think as Christians, we're a lot more calmer and comforted about these concepts than most people. But suffering still sucks. And not everybody says, well, this really makes me appreciate the joy in my life. Some people just get more miserable and suicidal and kill themselves instead. It's not always as cut and dry. It should make people appreciate the good in their life in the ideal scenario world, but the reality of it is people despair and spiral. And that's why, you know, we have to give them the good news and we have to try and do our best to let them know that it's as bad as it gets here. This is not all that there is. There's more to come. It can get better and it will get better if you just have faith. And, you know, people more than ever need that message, and we try our best to get it to them, but the suffering in this world is rough. You've got to have empathy. You've got to have a perspective. You've got to see it their way. You've got to understand, like, we even most of us cannot comprehend what some people are going through in this world. Like, and you want to come along and tell them, yeah, but God's got a plan, though. Like, we've got to have more tact. We've got to really think about it, you know. That's kind of like advanced level Christianity stuff when you really think about it. We have to come to terms and understand a lot of things before we get that comfort from that particular message, realistically. Because the suffering is high. That's all I can say. I'm not diminishing the word of God, but the boots on the ground human experience on Earth, yeah, it's rough. It's very rough. Just spoke with the Seventh-day Adventist Church and they say he won't step foot in the earth. I've heard that. Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. It's a classic book. God, William Cooper. He's that nostalgia, conspiracy nostalgia. You know, I'm getting it. Anyway, guys, I can't go for much longer today because, like I said, I have a live stream, well, a premiere going on my new channel, Understanding Creativity, in about 15 minutes. Yeah, I think it's 15 minutes from now. So this will have to probably end maybe in 10 minutes or so. And then it will redirect you to the premiere on the other channel after this if you stick around. So it'll just redirect you straight there if you just leave this on once the show finishes. So I'm going to start winding this down right now. Again, I gave my little spiel there on 2025. This is definitely a year to watch. That's all I can say. Are you okay, brother? It's something I've been struggling with. It sucks very badly. What's this? Who are we talking to? Are you talking to me? I don't know who we're talking to. Check out all the ghost towns all over the world, says Robert. Huge cities in China where the Christian faith is growing. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, please don't Romans 8:28 me in my trials. Yeah, I know, right? Like, maybe way after the fact, in hindsight, Romans 8:28 makes us feel better. But when we're in it, it's not what we need to hear. Okay. And people do not respect that. They don't, and it's not going to win converts over bringing that up in that moment, that's for sure. I'm not saying you do that, Sebastian, by the way, but if anyone who's like a new Christian out there is excited about Romans 8:28, just a word of warning about its practical application. It's more of a for a saved person to realize after the fact and when reading and studying and to be amazed by, not to somebody who's going in the thick of it right now. You know, like, that's all I'm saying. What do you know about Donny T being in the American magazine Heavy Metal, a comic strip talking about built a wall as president in the 90s, though? Well, that's probably predictive programming at its finest. The culture creators are actors. I've talked about The Oddfellows before on my channel. Okay, now I uncovered when doing my clown research that P.T. Barnum was a member of the Oddfellows, and he started the circus. He incorporated the Three Ring Circus, which is the logo for the Oddfellows. He was imbuing, you know, Freemasonic Oddfellow symbolism into entertainment at the time. And it turns out the Oddfellows, I found out, all the members throughout history were either entertainers, actors, musicians, singers, performers, comedians, name an art. Any art, doesn't matter, painting, writers, script writers, play writers, whatever it is, whatever it comes under, artists and world leaders, governors, chancellors, prime ministers, kings, presidents, senators, all these things. They were all, not all of them, but many of them were members of the Oddfellows. So what are world leaders? Kings, even King George IV was a member, doing in a group with Charlie Chaplin and Burl Ives and other performers, you know, of odd reputable character, and Churchill too, while we're at it. You know, it's kind of, what are these, why are they together in the same fraternal order? What if they're not any different from one another? What if they're all actors, every single one of them? And then you have to wonder, then, when you see these strange bedfellows that these Oddfellows have, it's kind of, well, maybe if the whole world is a stage and these are the script writers, then these are the Oddfellows is the faction where they hire the actors to play the scripts for them, to run the scripts, you know. And they may very well go onto the world stage and play what we perceive as a very real role, perhaps even as our presidents or prime ministers. But they're all just a part of the play, man, you know. So I wonder. So when you see things like that in the Heavy Metal, one artist imbuing to his script as a fiction the president building a wall, and then in the future you have another member and performer and artist on the world stage playing the role as a president building a wall, then they're probably in the same club, weren't they? And they probably all have the same script, and they're all making it manifest into the real world through their art, which is magic. They're casting spells on us, and that's how I would say it. I hope that answers your question, Shauna. Yeah. It's a trip, Paul. You have to check it out. Trippy stuff. Well, yeah, I remember Heavy Metal. I remember watching the cartoon Heavy Metal. I did see that in the 80s. Was it 90s or the 80s? I remember watching it anyway because I'd heard things about it, and I thought, oh, I'll check it out, you know. I thought it was terrible. To be honest, I thought it was a really bad piece of artwork. Thank you for your videos and live videos, Paul. Looking forward to reading your book. Well, thanks, Red Pill Laggy. Like I said, you can get a copy on Amazon, easy enough. You get an audiobook now on Audible, easy enough. Or you can email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com and I'll send you one in the post with a signature, your name, a little message for you as well. You just email me, we can get that sorted. However you want your copy of The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, I can accommodate that for you. I try my best. So get in touch, guys, if you want one. And like I said, go and get an audiobook if you even already have a copy of the book, because it helps support me. You get something in return as well. And, you know, I'm thankful for all the support I've got from you guys over the years. It's incredible. It's incredible. It truly is. So I need to find more ways to give to you guys. Like I said, last live show, I did a three... giveaway of the audiobook. I gave three away. It was a $2 entrance, a super chat, got you onto the list, and we spun a wheel at the end. I think there was like 20-30 people on the list or something like that, and I gave three audiobooks away, and it was really fun. It was really tense. Two have been claimed already. I do have to say, while I'm here, and hopefully they're listening, maybe they're not, I did screenshot their name. One of the winners didn't claim theirs, so if they're listening, maybe it was you, I'm not sure. Go back and check, but two people have claimed it. One of them didn't, unfortunately. I'll try and follow them up in the future and see if I can get any contact information from them. They didn't leave me anything. Maybe they left the live, but just go back and check and see if that was you, because somebody didn't claim it, unfortunately. But yeah, I might do it again. I might do another free audiobook giveaway in the future, perhaps, with a bit of a fun competition, something fun to do. Space Mike says, is your suffering at a manageable level? I mean, I think I suffer just as much as everybody else suffers. You know, my illness is not doing, my hemochromatosis isn't great. It's flaring up a little bit recently. And the whole family just got sick last Wednesday. It was rough. Like, you know what it's like when you got kids and everyone gets ill at once and the same bug. And so I'm not going to get too graphic about how that went down. I've just come out of that and I'm kind of okay now. But prior to that and ongoing, I still have this issue of iron overload, which is causing a lot of health issues. And I'm going in for treatment on Tuesday to get that sorted. And then I should be good again for another half a year, hopefully. So I'm managing with my own suffering. And mental and emotional suffering. Yeah, I'd say I have my moments. I don't show them on screen, you know. I have my moments of despair and it happens. You know, it comes with the territory. And again, I'm online quite a lot as well, so I make mistakes. You know, I accidentally ended up on a little season podcast with Joe the other day. When he invited me on, I didn't know he was making a little season show. He said it was a live Q&A, and I never checked the thumbnail before I went live. And it just says Lego Little Season on there on the front. I'm like, I'm not supposed, I don't want to be doing these little season podcasts anymore. So that wasn't ideal to kind of deal with the consequences of that in a way. But it is what it is, and happy to help Joe out, you know. And I made it clear on the live show, you're not going to find any more little season content on my channel. Come over for the spiritual warfare stuff. I suppose my emotional turmoil is just as much as anybody else's. But otherwise, everything's pretty good. I can't otherwise complain, you know. It's like I said, I know there are people who have it way worse than me on many levels, and I'm thankful for that. I'm very thankful for that. Right, guys. Refrain from giving medical advice. Yeah, please don't give me any medical advice. I've heard it all 1,000 times, trust me. And if you tell me to eat meat as a solution, you severely do not understand what's wrong with me. Okay, I'll tell you that right now. Please don't suggest it. That is not the solution, I can guarantee. They're all actors for sure. Central casting, Trump even told us, says Robert. Yeah. Early 90s, bro, is heavy metal. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sounds about right. Let's go Dominion Movement, says God. Let's go Dominion Movement. Tea and honey, Paul. People and chat help. Yeah, well, tea and honey's good. Definitely, it was definitely good for the throat when that was a bit sore. That did help. And the thing is, what also happens is you get ill, and then your wisdom teeth flare up, and the agony comes from that as well. It all happened at once. So Wednesday through like Saturday, I was having a rough time. I was in a lot of pain, like physical pain. And now I'm out of it now. Everything's back to normal again. But it's not pleasant when it happens, you know. You Americans get your wisdom teeth pulled, don't you? Very young, straight away, and you don't think you grow up with the problems that British people have with wisdom teeth, but we keep them in, and they just keep every like 3 months or 5 months. We all go through extreme agony for like 5 days where we can't open our mouth and we can barely get a slice of pizza through the gap because opening our mouth would cause us to just keel over in agony and possibly die. So that's how it goes. My dad has hemochromatosis, high iron cystic, the narrower. Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, I empathize with him. It's really, the symptoms are terrible. Why no more Little Season talk, says Donna Eads. Well, Donna, you know, I've covered that a lot. If I could quickly summarize now, I've done my bit. I have enough videos available for you. I felt like I was repeating myself a lot. I don't want this channel to simply just be a Little Season channel. I'm an eclectic type of guy. I like to cover a lot of topics. I'm understanding the conspiracy, and that includes a lot of things. So I cover a lot of things. Also, my Nephilim Look Like Clowns project isn't finished. I need to focus on that and write the second book, box off that body of work, produce more content on that, because I don't think I'm done with that anymore. Primarily, my first love is spiritual warfare, and I want to reach the psychedelic community and talk more about how we can best prepare ourselves and prepare people for the eventuality of a demonic experience. That's kind of something I want to focus on as well. And not only that, the movement got strange, and me and my family got heavily attacked throughout the process of me doing Little Season content, and it got to the point where the strain was just too much in our family. And for my own family's health and sanity, it's best that I just stop. It's that simple. And there's plenty of other people out there who are picking up the torch and carrying on and doing a great job. You don't need me out there doing this. That's all I can really say. So that's why no more. That's it, really. We need him for Queen and Country. I debunked the keto carnivore bros 100 times over. It's getting tiring. They are relentless, controlled by the parasites. You know, the thing is, they always say, oh, just go full keto. Just eat nothing but carnivore. Eat nothing but raw like meat, guys. That's all you need to eat. Just eat nothing but red meat. And it's kind of like, yeah, and then I'll overload with iron because I absorb 100% of the iron from all of that. And then within like a week or two, I'll have rust in my joints. Thanks for the advice. Like, they really don't understand what it is. Yeah, my dentist told me that if he was king, he would remove the wisdom teeth of every 18-year-old 17-year-old. Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. My teeth need straightening. They're a bit crooked on the bottom, and they've got a bit yellow from years of drinking coffee and yeah, the rest of it. So I'm actually getting them cleaned a little bit next week. Hopefully that tissue could be a little bit whiter, get all the plaque off them and everything, all the bad stuff. And I might look into getting Invisalign to get them straightened, but it's quite expensive, and I don't know if I'm... am I too old for that now? I don't really know, because they are just a little bit crooked on the bottom. And I have big, like, chipmunk front teeth. They're huge. My front teeth really stick out, don't they? There's not really anything... I don't think there's anything to do. I'm not really a cosmetic type of guy. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. But I am considering getting these straightened on the bottom, just because... as gross as it sounds, I get food trapped in there, and it's easier if I got them straightened to not have that issue, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's neither here nor there with dentistry. Anyway, guys, the show's going to end. It was a nice truth or therapy session. It was nice talking to you all. I hope you like my little diatribe at the start. Again, get an audiobook, get a copy of the book. Email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com to get a signed copy of the book. I have a wad right here, as you can see, available to go. Yeah, go over to my new channel, Understanding Creativity, straight after this. It will redirect you. It premieres in 3 minutes for the next episode of Guest Artist for our very own Elizabeth Tellup Rejoice Artworks. She is going to be the guest on that show coming there. And then soon, later in the week, I have another release coming from the Occult Artist series with the guest lecturer, art historian, art lecturer, Susan Faraday, talking about Picasso and his dark, seedy, sordid past. So that's coming soon as well. So lots to look forward to on there. So thanks for listening, guys. And as always, God bless.
In a world where 54% of Americans read below a sixth grade level.
Could you read this?
It's impossible. I am seeing his words everywhere.
One man wrote a book about the hidden truth behind clowns.
I finally finished it. Everything's gonna be okay now.
Links down below to the Amazon.
But he was about to find out.
Your primary market is the USA, and it ranks 36th in global literacy rates, with over 43 million adults unable to read or write.
Getting the truth to people is no day at the circus.
You know, sometimes I wonder if I'm the real clown.
Nobody reads anymore.
Have you considered recording an audiobook?
You're going to get a sore throat.
You're serious about this, aren't you?
You don't understand. I have to do this. The people have to know.
That book will ruin everything.
I will not use AI to record this.
We can't let him reach them.
This is just something I need to do. I don't even like clowns. The end.
Now they can hide that they're completely illiterate. This is amazing.
This season, playing on rectangular devices with black screens near you, the Nephilim looked like clowns. The audiobook.